الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا فبشره بعذاب أليم. Right at the very, very beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected shaitan due to his pride and arrogance, then at that time shaitan asked Allah for grace. He asked that I want to come to the world and lead men astray and turn them away from you. And we all know of that incident. One of the things which Allah at that time said to Iblis, while giving him his weapons of mass destruction against humans, the first weapon Allah gave him was the weapon of his voice. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ Use your voice and incite whichever of them you can manage to incite. Meaning you want to encourage them to sin. The voice of shaitan is the greatest inciter and encourager to sin. May Allah make us realize, each and every one of us, Shaitan, Iblis is our greatest enemy. And he wants to destroy this Muslim ummah. He wants to prove to Allah that this ummah won't be loyal. He said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ The Anbiya excluded, they divinely protected. Every other single human being, I am going to make sure that they must follow me. So Shaitan at that time laid out his traps. There is a narration which Tabarani has quoted, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when Iblis came down to the earth, then he said, Oh Allah, Ya Rabbi, anzaltani ila al-ardi wa ja'altani rajima. You sent me down to this earth, and you made me rejected in your court. Faj'alli bayta. Give me a house where I can stay. When people come to my house, they will be my guests there. Allah said, baytuka al-hammam. Your house are those places where people publicly bath. The beaches, the public swimming pools, wherever people get together and they expose their bodies, that is the house of shaitan. Because the satanic rituals in shaitan's house always have to do with nudity. Second, he said, فَجْعَلْ majlisa. I want a place where I can sit. I can gather with the people who think like me. I can spread my kind of thinking, my ideologies. Allah said, Al-aswaq wa majami'u turuq. You can take the marketplaces. Any sin which spreads anywhere in the world spreads from the market. The market is the beginning. That's where it is sent from there to the rest of the world. That's where it's promoted and propagated. That's where it's advertised for. And today, because the markets have entered into our homes through the television, and because the market is entered into our pockets through the cell phone, so every sin is going to be advertised from the market. وَمَجَامِعُ الطُّرُقُ Those places where people will meet on the roads. Now we will see big, big billboards up. And you can see shaitan's fitna is spreading from there. He said, اِجْعَلْ لِي طَعَامًا What am I going to eat? Allah said, طَعَامُكَ مَا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ Your food is any animal, any meat on which Allah's name has not been taken. To this extent, the jinnat requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to advise the ummah to recite Bismillah on our food, on our meat. Because the bones on which Bismillah was recited fell with flesh again so that the jinnat can eat it. When they want to eat the Muslim jinnat, then they need food. Their food is the bone. Allah covers the bone with meat again. But on condition we recited Bismillah, we will be feeding the Muslim jinn. Otherwise that meat is haram for the Muslim jinn to eat. He said, Ij'alli sharaba, I want a drink. Allah said, Kullu muskir, every intoxicant, wine, beer, liquor will be your drink. He said, Ij'alli muazzina. For my worship, I need somebody to call the people. Who is going to call the people to my ibadah? Like how we have a muazzin who calls us to the house of Allah. Allah said, Al-mazamir, musical instruments, that will be your muazzin. He said, give me Quran. I want my own Quran to be recited for my worship. Allah said, Ash-shi'r, music, lyrics, all of these songs which we know so well. This is the Quran of Shaitan. The muazzin of Shaitan are all the instruments. And the song itself is the Quran of Shaitan. Allah protect us. Allah save us. Part of Satan worship is when we are repeating those lyrics which are full of kufr and shirk. Shaitan is happy and we don't even think a second thing about it. It's playing in our minds. It's been drummed into our minds because we listened to it before we went to sleep. We listened to it when we woke up. We listened to it on the days of our leisure. When we wanted to relax, we listened to it. It entered into our subconscious mind. Those words will come out and they'll come at the most strange and evil times. We'll be sitting in the masjid in i'tikaf, those words will come out. We'll be making wudu and those words will come out. Words which are steeped in shirk, in Satan worship will come onto our tongues. Why? Because that is the Quran of Shaitan. He said, give me a book where my satanic inscriptions can be written. Allah said, al-wasm, tattoos. Don't you see tattoos? Tattoos in itself are full of Satan images. Satanic images, full of shaitani worship. He said, oh Allah, and what about hadith? Ij'alli haditha. I also want some talks which can spread amongst the people. My talks, my ahadith. Like how the ahadith of the anbiya are so great. Allah said, al-kizb. Every kind of lies, fabrications. If you want to call it in other words, modern forms of media. All modern media fits in with shaitan's ahadith. And in the end he said, oh Allah, give me ij'alli masayid. I want to trap the people in evil. Give me nets to trap them in. Allah said, An-nisa, woman are your nets. This is shaitan. From the very beginning, actually in the Mustadrak of Hakim, there is a very interesting incident which is quoted by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Under the ayat, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, he said that from the progeny of Adam a.s. there were two groups. This was the beginning of Balala entering into the progeny of Adam a.s. Two groups of people, one lived on top of the mountain, they were the pious people. One group lived at the bottom, they were the impious people, not so deeny, not so pious. The people who lived on top, the men were handsome, women weren't so beautiful. Those who lived at the bottom, the women were very beautiful, men weren't so good looking. Shaitan came over to them, Iblis. And he came in the form of a very handsome man. And a hard-working man. They thought he defected from those on top, but in actual fact, he had his own ideas. He came and he offered his services. Anyone wants to hire me? So they hired him. And he would do very good work for them. But one day, Shaitan, while sitting with them, made something similar to a flute. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. He made something similar to a flute. And Shaitan began blowing it. فَجَاءَ فِيهِ بِصَوْتٍ لَمْ يُسْمَعْ مِثْلُهُ. Such a sound they heard, they never heard anything like this in their lives before. This was the first time music has now entered into the ummah, into the world, into the followers of the anbiya, the children of Adam. Whoever were living nearby also heard the sound, they came rushing. And everyone wanted to hear, what is he singing? What is his song? What a lovely tune. So they decided that one day in a year will be their Eid. They will all come to Iblis, and the woman will dress up, and the men will dress up, and they will have a wonderful day, and they will enjoy. The enjoyment was so even, that a time came when the people from on top of the mountain one day came down. It was the day of their Eid. And those handsome men saw the beautiful woman dressed up. So they went back to their people and they said, you know what, we are missing out. You don't know where we are. We caught up on the top of the mountain. There's fun happening there in the bottom. Fun, let's move. So they all came down, the young men. They came down. فَظَهَرَتِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِيهِنَّ And when the woman saw these men, they fell in love. Music and zina always go hand in hand. Music is that which fuels zina. Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah said, Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina. Ghina, this music, it is the stepping stone to zina. And this is nothing far-fetched. Today, many, many people, after listening to music, feel the need to watch porn. After listening to music, they feel the need to visit some prostitute. Here in South Africa, a few years ago, I was seeing the newspaper in my father's surgery, and there was an article there, I think 2015 it was, and I actually tore that article, so when I was thinking of coming to speak today, I looked at that article again. A Muslim girl in Ruwaidepot, you know where Ruwaidepot is? Whoever knows anything of Azadwal will know that Ruwaidepot is around the corner from Azadwal. Right here in Ruwaidepot, I won't mention the name, her name was mentioned there, her whole family's name was mentioned in this article. One musician, one singer, one shaitan by the name of Justin Bieber was visiting South Africa. And he was coming, this girl, 15-year-old girl, was going to be given a chance to go for his concert to celebrate her 15th birthday. In the non-Muslim newspaper, they are quoting an article of the comments of Muslim woman. What an insult. And this girl is saying, when I heard his music for the first time, I liked him. And when I saw his face, I fell in love with him. This is her words. She, her mother, her sister, her auntie, I don't know how many women in their family, were all going to wear pink Bieber tops and go for this concert of his. When they asked the mother, a 26-year-old married mother of two, when they asked her, what are your feelings about Justin Bieber? Do you like him? Do you love him? In the beginning she said, no, I don't love him. Then after that she said, no, actually the truth is I do love him. He's so cool. There are so many things about him that are awesome. A 26-year-old married mother is speaking like this regarding this man. When love, zina, love for zina enters the heart. Anyway, some people have written, they wrote sex, drugs and rock and roll. This is a vicious samosa, a triangle. When one comes, the other two sides always come along. In a conference in Washington, 1987, the final verdict, which was given by a man sitting in that conference, he said, music appears to be a close relative of pornography. Because what happens is that part of the brain is stimulated in music, which is the same part which is stimulated at the time of jima, at the time of intercourse. It is the same part of the brain which is stimulated when taking a drug. That part of the brain is stimulated when a person listens to music. However, the difference is music looks to be quite innocent. A person, if he has to be given a choice, he'll say, music isn't so serious. What happens with music? What is the shaitani plot regarding music? Quran tells us, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ So those who are in madrasa, who have done qira'ah, will know that there are two qira'at in this word, لِيُضِلَّ and لِيَضِلَّ. Ibn Kathir and Abu Amr Basri recite it as لِيَضِلَّ. Both of these qira'at are absolutely established from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning this is what Qur'an is. Allah gave us such a verse which gave us two aspects of the whole modern world around us. Allah said there are some people who will pay money to lead mankind astray through lahw al-hadith, amusement which is futile. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu commented on this ayat. He said, "Hiya wallahi al-ghina." This ayah by the qasam of Allah is referring to nothing else but music. Meaning through music and everything which is linked to entertainment. Through this, shaitan leads man astray. And the shaitani powers in the world will spend money. Not small money, big money. And what that money will be used for? It will be used to program the minds of the people who are listening. We are thinking it's just a song, it's relaxing me, it's nice. But the reality of the matter is our minds are being reprogrammed. So I have a few quotations here. If somebody doesn't believe, I'm telling you what the non-Muslims are saying. Last night I was reading up on it and I saw this here, so I thought I'd share it with you. One man by the name of Mick Jagger, he was part of the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones was one group of singers. He said, we are moving into their minds. And most of the newer groups of musicians are doing the same. One techno artist by the name of Matt Black, he said, techno artists are the people who join pictures and colors to the music to make it stimulate the mind even more. He said, we want to turn people on and we want to get inside their heads. Through this music, we want to lure people into our world. And this is the reason why then you'll hear of things which are called like backtracking and backmasking. Backmasking is when you reverse the music. Backtracking is when you reverse it, you hear sounds in the background. Those just sounded like sounds, but they're actually words. Those words enter into the subconscious mind. You don't even realize it, but it is a reality. Many years ago, 1950s, the first time when subliminal messages became a big thing. So what they started doing to get messages into the mind, one company was formed, 1957 I think it was. And the person who formed the company said, we're going to try this out in the movies. So for 6 weeks in every movie, every 5 seconds, they would play for just a small bit of a second. They would show, they would flash something onto the screen. What was flashed? Drink coffee. Eat popcorn. It was just an experiment, the first time. Subliminal messages into the mind. The people who watched those movies never saw those words. But in 6 weeks they said that it was written, drink Coca-Cola, eat popcorn. They said the sales of popcorn went up by 60% in 6 weeks. And the sales of Coca-Cola went up by 20%. Subliminal messages. A message is delivered into the brain. One rock star, David Crosby, said, I figured that the only thing I could do was to brainwash children. I'm talking about changing the value systems, removing children from their parents and removing them from the world. Meaning I want them to come into our shaitani world. One man said, he said, music is used to condition the human soul. It is just as powerful as a drug, but it's much, much more dangerous. Because nobody takes musical manipulation seriously. If you manipulated by music, you won't believe it. You say drugs, they take you out of your mind. Music, you say, I'm still fully in my senses. But the reality of the matter is, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This music was used from the beginning to take people's minds off. Now in 2023, I was reading an article last year, some ulama had sent it out. There was going to be the 2023 Riyadh season. This is Saudi Arabia. In Riyadh there is a big concert happening. And there is one singer by the name of Shakira, or Allah knows best what her name is. May Allah give them all hidayat. Otherwise, may Allah block off the Muslims from them and may Allah destroy them. A real Satanist. Saudi Arabia announcing it. One so-called Muslim man is writing. And in the advertisement he wrote, and I want to show you what music does to the mind, he wrote. He said, her performance is more than just a concert. It is a cultural revolution. Meaning it's not just music here. Your whole mind is going to be turned. Your whole culture is going to be changed. You will look like a Muslim, but you won't be Muslim any longer. Then he wrote, he said, get ready to lose yourself in the music. Meaning, forget your mind, forget your akal, your sanity, your intelligence. Make the music here your God. He said, and witness a night that will redefine entertainment in Saudi Arabia. Meaning, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till now, entertainment was understood in one way. Now we're going to change the understanding of entertainment in the Muslim world. Music has done this to the Muslim Ummah. It affected people so badly that there are reports, not one or two, but numerous reports of children who killed their own mother. Who killed their own mother just because of the music playing. I read one man's incident. They took an interview of him after he killed his mother. They said, what happened to you? He said, if I could give any advice to the youth of the Ummah, I would tell them, please stay far away from music. He was a Christian, he's speaking generally to the youth of his time. He said, stay far away from music. He said, I was into heavy rock music. And he said, over time I could get these messages from the music. Worship Satan. Join the cults. Forget about religion. And all of these things started playing in my mind till finally I joined one occult group. I became a Satanist. I had a whole group of friends. We would do weird things at school. But my free time was spent in my room with my heavy rock music. So I had posters all over the wall and I was over engrossed in it. He said, one day, I don't know what happened, but I wasn't in my senses. This song was playing. And the next thing I saw myself in front of my mother's dead body. He killed his mother. He said, I could hear a voice in my mind telling me, kill her, kill her, kill her, and she was dead. He said, now I quit music, it's too late. Another person, I read his report, a whole case was lodged against the musician. But the non-Muslim courts of the world, where will they ever support what's right? Their object is to support Satanism. That they lodged a case against the singer. It was a song encouraging suicide and encouraging murder. And in the background was played, just do it, just do it. This man, this boy went. He killed his mother in the basement of the house. He set fire to the whole house. He ran out of the house, he cut his wrist and he died. All what music did to the mind, you think it happened once or twice? No. Music is affecting each and every person's mind. It's just to a different level. It was for this reason that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zar'a. This music is that which creates, it plants hypocrisy in the heart. Just like water plants crops, water grows crops, hypocrisy grows. You want to understand what's hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is this, that we are sitting here all, as students of ilm, many of us, and we are dressed with a topi on our heads, maybe an imamah, a kurta on our bodies. We are performing 5 times salah every day. We are outwardly a very good boy in society. Maybe I'm giving bayans also. Maybe people respect me, I'm spending time in the path of Allah. But that music created such a condition. Manana just spoke about it just now, this hypocrisy. I look like a Muslim outside. Everything in my life seems to be all right. But in actual fact, in my heart, I'm not a Muslim. I don't have iman in my heart. Why? Because the Quran of Shaitan is more beloved to us than the Quran of Rahman. The Quran of Shaitan became so beloved that it mesmerized our minds. It made us stop thinking as a Muslim. I'm outwardly acting like a Muslim, but I can't think like a Muslim. I'm thinking like those musicians. They became my role models in life. They became my teachers. They became my advisors. When a person's brain switches off when he's tired and he's listening to that music, the music is settling in his subconscious mind. He doesn't know. Then he does things which surprise him also and he wonders why. Why do you think when we hear the music, then a person starts moving to the beat? A person walks in a mall, he hears the music. It's a fast-paced music, suddenly he starts shopping fast. It's slow music, he takes his time strolling through the different aisles. Why when music is played, people start snapping their fingers? People start shaking their heads? Because that music is playing games with your mind. But only you haven't realized it. The shaitani world of entertainment knew it. And Quran says their object is they spend money. $1 billion industry. Billions of dollar industry. To lead men astray and cut them off from Allah. And Quran is also saying that there are some amongst us who will spend our own money. And we will buy those instruments and items which will make music accessible to us. What will happen? لِيَضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Slowly but surely. This person will listen, 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 listen. And he will start going off the right path. He will himself deviate from the path of Allah. He will do it ignorantly, not even knowing. The end will be such that deen will become like a game to him. And may Allah protect us. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا. In the end of it, we will make a mockery of deen, just like the kuffar powers in the world are doing. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. They will have a disgraceful punishment. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا. When somebody wishes to recite Quran to him, he'll turn around in pride. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعَهَا. The advices of Quran will pass by his ears as if he never heard it. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا. As if there are corks in his ears blocking his mind from the truth. May Allah protect us all. For these people, Allah promises a very painful punishment. This is this evil of music. It holds a person and takes him back. Music has always been linked to evil. I told you, zina, rock and roll, zina and drugs are all linked. None of them can be separated. When one comes, the others join. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hated music so much that on one occasion he said, Allah sent me as a guide and as a mercy to all the people of the world. And Allah sent me with the mission to destroy musical instruments. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith, which I have here in front, Ahmad has narrated it. He said, Allah has commanded me an amhaqa al-mazamir wal-kannarat wal-ma'azif wal-awthana allati kanat tu'badu fil-jahiliyya. Allah commanded me to destroy musical instruments. And Allah also commanded me to destroy the idols which were worshipped in Jahiliyyah. What an amazing hadith, where this hadith is telling us that this is actually what is leading mankind to shirk. What it creates in the heart, I told you, it creates hypocrisy. It dirties the heart. It makes the heart filthy. I brought here one paper with me. This paper here, somebody did an experiment. And they wanted to see the effects of playing of music and the playing of Quran. So they took an apple. And they cut it into two pieces and they put it inside one plastic. And they played Quran over the apple for 2 weeks. And on the other half of the apple they played music. After 2 weeks, one apple was completely rotten. And the other apple was still looking fresh. 2 weeks. A second person, they did this in Canada, a second person tried it. The exact same results he got. And he said, the other thing which I noticed is the apple which heard Quran, that apple was still smelling nice. And the other apple was stinking. It's expected it will be stinking. If this is what it does to an apple, what do you think it does to my and your iman? How our relationship with Allah is going to stay? Our iman is being affected. Our deen is being affected. We're being pushed towards sin. And this sin of music is such. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about a punishment which will come to the ummah before Qiyamah, where people will be sitting next to a mountain and the entire mountain will crush over them. Other narrations explain where the ground will swallow some people. A rain of stones will come down and these people, some of them will be transformed into pigs and some will be transformed into monkeys. This is what we call metamorphosis, completely changed as a disgrace for them in dunya. Many, many narrations speak about this. And from the narrations, one point is clear. All of them will be lovers of wine and music. They will be lovers of intoxicants and music. And they will justify and pacify their nafs, trying to prove it is permissible. This is one sign of Qiyamah. An amazing one hadith states, يُضْرَبُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ بِالْمَعَازِفِ وَالْمُغَنِّيَاتِ. That musical instruments and singing girls will be played over their heads. So one person wrote very nicely, he said, perhaps in the past nobody could imagine how this could apply literally. But in today's era we can see literally where music is played over the heads. A person sits with his scarf, it looks like he's making zikr or muraqabah. Or it looks like he's sleeping in the room or in the istima'. But in actual fact, there are some earphones in his ears. And a walkman he is walking with and it's over his ears. Nobody knows. If anyone asks him, what are you doing? He says, I'm listening to qirat, man. But reality is no qirat. He is mesmerized with that music. If the ustad also comes quickly, he'll press a few buttons and the whole thing will just change. And he thinks I got off. But in actual fact, he was the one who was caught out. May Allah guide us all. May Allah help us all. This is in dunya. There were two incidents I came across, I'll share with you, and then inshallah I'll finish on this here. There was a certain youngster who, his friend at the age of 21 passed away. This boy met up in an accident, he passed away, everyone was very sad around. And the youngster is saying that we couldn't say anything but to say Allah knows best why he passed away at this age. It was an accident with Allah's will. After 2 weeks I started having nightmares. I used to see my friend in a dream every day. And he used to be screaming and he used to be as if he was calling out for help. He was in the fire of Jahannam and he was burning. I used to see sadid, pus mixed with blood coming out from his ears, his nose and his fingernails. I used to feel for my friend but I couldn't do anything for him. He said, In the day I used to give sadaqah. I used to make dua for him. One night I went to sleep and I saw him again. I was frightened to go to sleep. I saw my friend in a dream and he was being punished. I saw two huge angels came and they were pouring boiling lead, hot melted lead into his ears. And he was shrieking and screaming in pain. And I said to him, my friend, what's the matter with you? Everyone knew you were such a good person. This person said, I don't remember having heard anyone saying one negative thing about this boy. His akhlaq was par excellence. He was good to his parents. He told this boy in the dream, you are punctual, musalli, you used to perform 5 times salah. You were always helping other people. Everyone loved you for your akhlaq. You were good to your parents. What's the matter? Why are you being punished? So his friend said, it's the music, man, the music. Since I got here, I am being punished. From that time till now, wallah, I haven't had one single bit of rest. One single chance I haven't been given. A door and a hole is open from my grave into Jahannam. And I am being tormented and tortured right through. And then he said, I saw my friend. And then his friend said one more thing. He said, it's the sins which are jariya, which are hitting me. And the angels came and dragged him away. He said, I woke up and I'm thinking, sins which are jariya. We know of sadaqah, which is jariya. Person gives sadaqah, and that sadaqah remains. I gave, for example, I dug a well. Water keeps on coming out, the ummah keeps on getting water from it, sawab will remain till qiyamah. Said, I'm thinking, what does he mean by sins jariya? This was a good boy. And then he said, finally, I remembered that he had opened one Instagram account. And I checked it up by some friends who had this account. And on this Instagram account, he used to post musical videos. And the music which he listened to was harming him. But it wasn't ending there, it was getting more. Because every time a person wrote one like, or every time a person watched one of those videos which they managed to take from his Instagram account, his sin was being increased. He said, I got a hacker, and I asked him to hack into the account, and to close and delete this account. For weeks, he said, I was thinking, I couldn't come to any solution, then I thought of this. As soon as that account was closed, he said, those bad dreams came to an end. This is in the qabr. Here in dunya already, one hafiz of Quran was in a hospital in Pakistan. Doctor walked past him, he was singing some tunes. Doctor said, what's the matter with you, my boy? You are at the verge of death, recite Quran. The boy said, I'm a hafiz. So he said, but which one do you give more preference to, your music or your Quran? He said, I recite Quran also, but I like music more. The doctor said, I walked past this boy, and he was hymning those tunes, and he gave his life in those words. How many people passed away, they left dunya? One Arab man, he's writing about his incident. He was a police officer. He said, I saw many accidents in my life, and bad and evil and terrible accidents. But two things changed my life. He said, one day we were on the side of the road, myself and a partner, and we heard a terrible head-on collision. A car from one lane moved into the oncoming lane. There was the collision, we ran to the first car, we pulled out two young Muslim boys. We went to the second car, the man was dead. He said, I took those two boys, and we went to help them. My friend sat by one of them, and he said, recite, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. He said, first time in my life I'm seeing somebody making talqeen. And I'm seeing these boys, and I can hear the music blasting from the car, and I can still see those lyrics on their tongue, and they're singing and singing and singing till finally their voices dropped and they passed away. He said, in my life I never saw such a satanic death like this one. He said, then I decided to change, but over a period of time I went back into my ways. 6 months later I saw And this is targheeb for all of us. Allah give us tawfiq. He said, myself and a friend, we were together and a certain young man was driving. He had a puncture. He pulled his car off on the side of the road. A car coming from behind was speeding. He didn't notice him. It slammed into his car with him in between. His bones were broken. Blood was coming out. His clothes were red. We carried him and we were rushing him to hospital. We knew it's the last moments of his life. He was muttering something. We couldn't make out what he was saying. But when we were driving in the car, we heard it more clearly. He was reciting Quran. And as he recited, we heard him reciting. I remembered my friend made talqeen. He recited kalima. I sat next to him. And I said, before I could say anything, I heard his voice going down. He lifted his finger. He pointed to the heavens. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And that was the end of his life. So he said, I was amazed. I just saw that death. Somebody who died on music which he loved. Now I saw death on Quran. He said, we rushed this boy to the hospital. He had passed away already. And every doctor, every nurse I met, I told them, this boy, this is how he passed away. The whole hospital were waiting to get the news, when is his janazah? We were to also be part of the janazah salah. He said, we phoned this boy's brother. We informed him. The brother said on the phone, my brother was a unique person. Always dressed in Islamic attire. He was a person who loved his Quran. He loved deen. My brother was such a good boy that every Monday he would drive from our city to a town which was far away, more than an hour away. And he would go in his dusty old Mazda and he would take kitabs and Islamic cassettes for the people there in that village. And he would take rice and sugar for the poor people. He would spend his day visiting our grandmother who was there. And he would go and distribute the sweets to the orphans. All the poor people in that area loved him. He said, this brother of mine was such. Whenever we discouraged him from going, he said, don't discourage me. That 1 hour drive where I'm going all alone is the chance for me to reconnect to my Quran, to make my doors. He said, it's a chance for me to listen to talks about deen and Islam. This boy, after living a pure life like this, a life full of ibadah and da'wah, a life in which he had given his heart to Allah, he passed away with shahada. That boy who lived his life with that nifaq in his heart, I told you, you can look like a Muslim outside. The last moments of our life, the reality, what is in our hearts will come out. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Don't let it be that music comes out at that time. Don't let it ever be. One man was passing away, Muslim man, a student of ilm came there. He heard this man's favorite song playing. He told his sons, put that off, Quran, play Quran. He said, we don't have Quran to play. He brought something from his house, a cassette, he played it. The man opened his eyes. He said, put that thing off, he's in Sakarat. Put that thing off, put that thing off. I love to listen to music, play the music, play the music. It gives peace to my heart. He closed his eyes. They just put the song on and he died. Allah protect us. Help us all. Save us from this filth of music and the evils which he brings. I will end with one narration which speaks about what a person will get if he gives it up for the sake of Allah. Imam Malik is the narrator. He quotes from Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir. The chain is found in Al-Arba'un ala madhhab al-muhaqqiqin min al-sufiyya of Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani. Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir says that this report reached me. That Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, أين الذين كانوا ينزهون أسماعهم عن اللهو ومزامير الشيطان. Where are those people who protected their ears from listening to music and musical instruments? أدخلوهم في رياض المسك. Enter them into gardens of musk, meaning into the gardens of Jannah, for their protecting their ears. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَ أَسْمِعُوهُمْ حَمْدِي وَثَنَائِي. Allah then says to the angels, let these servants of mine hear my praises. Let them hear the beautiful words which are sung in my praise. The music of Jannah will be played to these people. And Allah will say to the angels, أَخْبِرُوهُمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That there is no fear upon you. You have nothing to fear for the future and nothing to grieve over in the past. You protected your ears for the sake of Allah. Now Allah will make you hear the ni'mat of Jannah. May Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, that we have a hatred in our heart for music. Where there is music even playing, not by our own choice, block our ears. If you think it's difficult to follow that sunnah, so some people devise a unique method of following that sunnah. You take earplugs. When you go to the malls, you go to the shopping places. These earplugs which people used to when they go to sleep, you put that in your ears. At least the sound will be muffled if it's not completely removed. Just so that that hatred of music can remain in the heart. Every one of us who are involved in music up till today, based on the promises given in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the warnings which have been given, you make tawbah to Allah. Promise Allah, I won't go back. And if you ask, what is the remedy? What's the solution? What's the replacement? Then the replacement is that very same thing which music came to destroy. The Qur'an and Zikrullah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, وَالذِكْرُ يُنْبِتُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي الْقَلْبِ كَمَا يُنْبِتُ الْمَاءُ الزَّرْعِ. And just like music creates hypocrisy in the heart, the remembrance of Allah, the tilawat of Qur'an, this will make iman grow in the heart. Like water makes crops grow. Replace it with zikrullah. And you will see the enjoyment and ecstasy which is in zikr will not be found in the depression which is in music. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. Save us from the evils of shaitan. Every day ask Allah protection from shaitan's evil. Recite the three quls if we can. Otherwise minimum just say A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim 10 times. The hadith explains, whoever says, asks Allah's protection from shaitan 10 times in a day, this man will be protected from shaitan for the rest of the day. We walking to the masjid for fajr, ask Allah for his protection, and we will see inshallah how Allah will protect us. Allah will ward off the fitnas of shaitan and nafs, and all of the evil fitnas of the modern world which are around us. May Allah bless us all with understanding and tawfiq.